Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mamba 237 coming at you live. Just kidding, we are not live, we are on a podcast. And I'm just gonna wing it. You know, I'm hanging out right now with my baby bot. He's trying to get my headphones, so I'm hoping he's not too loud in the thing. But I was thinking, like, oftentimes I try to be some kind of, like, philosopher. And I am not no philosopher. I know nothing. Like, I like to think I know a lot. I make up quite a bit of knowledge that probably might be true, probably isn't true. Should probably do some more Google searches on what I say before I say it. But a lot of times I try to make people think that I'm some kind of person that has their life together. Ooh, I bake, I cook, I drop my kid off at school, blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, I am trash. I am the biggest bag of trash you'll ever meet. I have no motivation. I have no goals. I have no career path. I'm just living my life the best way that I think that I can at this moment in my life. And sure, I do have things that I think to be my goals, but my goals are constantly changing because me as a person, I'm constantly growing and changing. I cannot just stop and have the same goals. I can't. Most of my goals I don't even accomplish because of all this. But my point being is that I'm not perfect. Nobody is. Actually, that's probably a lie. There's probably some perfect ass people out there. But you know, I'm not one of them. I yell at my kids. I cry in the bathroom alone. I cry in the parking lot before I go into the store sometimes. I'm a crier. Sometimes I gotta cry. It makes me feel fucking awesome once I get that cry out. It does. I don't know. I just wanted you guys all to know that don't try to fucking have so many goals and accomplishments that's just gonna stress you out and burn you out, because I do that literally once a year and it really fucks with me. Like, this whole podcast thing and YouTuber girl and writer, this. Like, am I going anywhere with this? No. Will I get famous? No. Is anyone even going to watch my YouTube videos? No. Yeah, BabyBot knows. I'm the least interesting person I know. When I'm having a conversation with someone else, I do find that I'm a little bit interesting. But when I'm talking to myself, I am not interesting at all. Which is, I've talked to myself my whole life, growing up without a lot of friends and stuff. You do that. You have conversations in your head. You learn how to be the best person you can be without other people around. You listen to your own advice. There's probably some trust issues I have. But then again, like, who doesn't have trust issues? It's fucking 2021. Our government is a trust issue, for God's sakes. I feel like I talked really fast for that three minutes went by. Are you kidding me? So I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to talk about stuff. Like, this one time, I went to make a podcast. I talked for a good hour and a half about my life. From birth to fucking now. Everything. The dirty details. Fucking this, that, this. All the sad things. Wah, wah. And guess what? I was not recording. So I don't think I will ever be able to do that again, because that was actually pretty hard for me to go through all that for no fucking reason. But it actually did make me feel way better just to talk, even to myself, even to a podcast that wasn't on. It felt so good to tell someone, no one, but what went on with my life and how I feel. But I've realized that I have a lot of family members who don't deserve... Yes, I understand I don't deserve what happened to me, but a lot of family members out there don't deserve all this drama that I fucking ignored for half my childhood, all my childhood, until I was fucking 23. So, because of that, my fuck up, I will ignore it. I'm going to ignore all that shitty stuff that happened to me, all the stuff that I feel about my mom and my... all that shit. I'm putting it in the past, because you know what? I'm not going to keep looking in the past thinking, well, what if this didn't happen to me? What if I did this? What if? Exactly. What if? You're never going to know. So move on. There's no reason that you need to keep looking in the past when you should be looking to the future. Finding something, some kind of ambition that you have, some kind of power. Like, I love to talk. I do. But am I going to be some famous podcaster? No, probably not. I had kids too early. I'm going to admit it. I feel like I really could have probably went somewhere with my life if I didn't have them. Am I going to let that affect where I go with my future? No, I'm not. I'm going to continue to try working hard, and I want to be my own boss. Like, there, I said it. I am not going to have some job where I work for someone. I'm going to do my own thing, whether it's a podcaster, interior detailer, babysitter, who fucking knows. I'm going to do it, though, because I've decided it, and that's it. That's it. That's all. That's one thing that has been constant my whole life, me being my own boss. From me being a kid, starting my juice sale stands, I would have all my candy, I'd sell candy bags, I'd sell juice, and then I'd save that money that I earned, put it back into the product, and lend my money out to my siblings that they'd never pay me back. Not that I'm salty. I would also buy my own shit, and yeah, I did learn about money from a young age, which is kind of sad now that I'm this age. I'm so terrible with money. But at the same time, I am aware of my problems, which is what I think it all stems down to, is you being aware of your issues, being aware of how you can make yourself better, because we all can. There's not one person on the earth who can't better themselves. No one. I shouldn't say that, but I'm almost positive that there's nobody on the planet that couldn't better themselves better. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I did pretty good there talking for 6 minutes straight, but now it's at the point where was I going with this? I don't even know. Oh, right, I was telling y'all how I want to be inspirational, but I'm not really inspirational, and I like to tell people how I don't give a fuck what people think about me, which is true, I really don't. But me saying that might make people think that I don't talk shit about other people, which isn't true. I'm a normal human being. I talk shit about everybody who needs to be talked shit about. But the difference is I know that what I am saying could be disproved. I know that what I am saying might be false. I don't go spreading rumors around the town. I'll talk to my one friend, maybe my sibling, and my spouse about shit. And you know what? Usually I'll get told the truth and I will go and tell them, like, hey guys, I was wrong. Did you know this is actually what happened? I'm not gonna go around spreading false information, like, to the world. Like, I'll tell the three people I know most likely, and that's it. So if you do want to tell me a secret, just know it's not really a secret because three other people will know. But also, tell me your secrets. Like, I love secrets. If you do really not want me to tell anyone, I have been known to keep my mouth shut too. So yeah. I don't want you to think that I just run my mouth on whatever you tell me. Anyone tells me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is a fun video, but baby bot's pulling my hair now. Thank you guys for listening. If this was interesting at all, somehow let me know. You guys can follow me on Twitter at manbot237. I have a YouTube channel that sucks, manbot237. And yeah, you guys have a great Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever you're listening to this. Y'all rock. Bye-bye.